You're listening to Judy Gammon and Dr. Ron Bosley here on The Skin Scoop, where you go to get the scoop on your skin. I am so excited to sit down with you, Dr. Bosley, because summertime is a time of travel. We seem to all be going places, and you know, just getting on an airplane or in the car and being in different environments can change your skin. I know. I noticed that when I traveled recently. So you have this term called traveler's dermatitis. It sounds serious. Talk to me about that.
Yeah, it's very, very serious in the sense that I see it every day during the summer. You know, I have new patients at Prism who come in, well, I just traveled to fill in the blank and now I have this rash. And a lot of that is due to what you mentioned. We're traveling, we're getting exposure to new products and environments that our skin may not be used to. And so one of the things that I like to preach is prevention. You know, when you travel, bring your household items with you. I tell patients all the time, get a 1 or 3 ounce bottle, put some Dove soap in there and some Dove moisturizer, and that will help prevent your skin from drying out. That is one of the main issues I see are patients who are going to hotels and using hotel soap, and now they have a rash, and that's due to dryness. And yeah. Dove for sensitive skin is my favorite soap to take on the road because it can help prevent that.
Well, and I think they make those smaller ones too to travel with. And so it makes it easy. So what about when you go out of town and you're sleeping in a strange bed, could even like the sheets and stuff, just maybe it's a detergent you're not used to, could that cause some of this, a traveler's dermatitis?
That is it. And detergents, fragrance, some of the potpourri or things they use to clean rooms, even. Mm-hmm. All those things are irritants to the skin and can further cause you to have rashes and itching and issues you don't want. So always be mindful of that. If you have sensitive skin, make sure that you are bringing your Dove, bringing your moisturizers, avoiding using some of the fragrant materials that are in the hotel rooms and also just being smart. You know, we're in the sun too when we travel.
A lot of people are at the beach or they're in the sun a lot. So what happens when they're in salty water and what happens to the skin then? Or they're in the sand or they get a big sunburn?
Sand, salt, and sun. All three things that can dry your skin. And so making sure that you're showering, replenishing the moisture with moisturizer is going to be helpful to prevent you from having these issues and getting rashes.
Well, this is really good stuff. What about people who travel and they go to places where maybe they're exposed to, say, poison ivy or other kinds of things because they went through the woods, you know, they took a tour through the woods or through some place where they got, I don't know, they got exposed to plants. I mean, that can be a thing too, right?
That is a thing. I say ticks and plants are problems that I see in the office during the summer a lot. So if you have any concern about a tick bite or a really red, itchy rash, I recommend you see a board-certified dermatologist sooner than later because those are two issues that I see that I lump into traveler's dermatitis that can cause prolonged issues and some severe problems, especially with tick bites. So
absolutely.
You want to make sure that you're coming in as soon as possible so that we can evaluate and treat appropriately.
And reassess, right? Because if you can look at it at the beginning, you can track progress.
Right.
You know, are we going in the right direction? Is this working? Are you getting better, et cetera? And I would think, too, if your patients have a good relationship with you and you've got a history on them, that when they travel, it goes right back to that preventative. Mm-hmm. You can say, hey, okay, we know that you're susceptible to some people dry out really easy on an airplane, right? You can kind of know their skin type and make some recommendations that are very specific to that individual.
To the individual and also to where you're traveling. Making sure that known risk factors in those regions won't affect you.
Okay, well, this is really good stuff. So if you're traveling, you might want to share this tip here from the Skin Scoop with your friends. And you can do that by just simply forwarding a link of the Skin Scoop. And again, we're here with Dr. Ron Bosley from Prism Dermatology, prismdermatology.com, or you can call 817-329-1350.